With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm delighted that you've joined me for the next hour of inspirational listening. As the days progress through the reflective season of Lent, on today's edition of With Heart and Voice, we'll focus on sacred choral and organ music associated with prayer, including various settings of the Lord's Prayer. Beautiful music by Fauré, Kedrov, Handel, Wilberg, and others. We'll also pay tribute to a beloved and recently deceased member of the Anglican choral community, Donald Hunt. We'll begin with meditative organ music by Baroque master Georg Böhm. His prelude on Vater Unser im Himmelreich, the German chorale which sets the Lord's Prayer, is performed by Stephen Tharp on the Christian Müller organ, once played by both Handel and Mozart, at St. Bavo Church in Haarlem, the Netherlands.
Thank you.
Stephen Tharp played Vater Unser im Himmelreich by Georg Böhm on the organ of St. Bavo Church in Haarlem, the Netherlands. St. Richard of Chichester lived in the early 13th century and is the patron saint of Sussex in the south of England. His feast day was celebrated this past week, and he's widely remembered for a prayer, which we'll hear next, set to music by Leonard J. White and sung by the St. Albans Abbey Girls Choir. Andrew Parnell conducts. A prayer of St. Richard of Chichester by Leonard J. White was sung by the St. Albans Abbey Girls Choir. Treble soloist was Louise Gardner. Andrew Parnell conducted, with Simon Bell accompanying. Our first setting of the Lord's Prayer with text comes from the great Slavonic Orthodox liturgy, as set by Nikolai Kedrov, who lived from 1871 to 1940. The Kyr Ribin is led by Valerie Ribin. Thank you. Pater Noster from the Great Slavonic Orthodox Liturgy as set by Nikolai Kedrov. The Kur Rabin was led by Valerie Rabin. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Jazz singer-songwriter Peter Eldridge also has a classical choral side to his musical life. He was for a number of years on the jazz faculty at the Manhattan School of Music, and now is on the jazz voice faculty at the Berklee College of Music in Boston. He wrote a paraphrase or interpretation of the Lord's Prayer and set it to music dedicated to the Marble Sanctuary Choir in New York. We'll hear them perform Prayer, directed by Kenneth Dake. Prayer by Peter Eldridge was sung by the Marble Sanctuary Choir of the Marble Collegiate Church in New York. Kenneth Dake conducted. Gabriel Fauré's suite En Prière for treble voices sets a text by Stéphane Bourdais that offers a prayer in a child's voice. With sweeping arpeggios in the accompaniment, it was originally conceived for solo voice and piano. We'll hear it performed by the girl choristers of All Saints Church, Northampton. Edward Whiting directs with Richard Pinnell at the organ. The girl choristers of All Saints Church Northampton sang En Prière by Gabriel Fauré. They were directed by Edward Whiting. Renaissance composer Jakob Handel, also known as Gallus, composed an exquisite setting of the Paternoster, or Lord's Prayer, for two antiphonal four-part choirs, one of high voices and one of low voices. The choirs were originally intended to be separated vertically, with the high angelic voices placed in a high gallery, with the low voices below. We'll hear them side by side, with high voices on the left and low voices on the right, in this recording by the Cambridge Singers, led by John Rutter. Paternoster by Jakob Handel was sung by the Cambridge Singers. John Rutter conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. A beloved leader of British church music passed away in August 2018. Dr. Donald Hunt served for many years as organist and master of the choristers at Worcester Cathedral and presided over at least 8 Three Choirs festivals in his time there, which included collaborations with his home cathedral of Gloucester as well as Hereford. He was accomplished not only as an organist and conductor, but also as a composer and writer. He began his musical life as a chorister at Gloucester and began his musical studies there with Herbert Sumption. Among his many areas of expertise was the music of Edward Elgar and also that of Samuel Sebastian Wesley. Next, we'll listen to 2 recordings of Elgar choral works conducted by Dr. Hunt. First, we'll hear the familiar Ave Verum, followed by Great is the Lord. Bass soloist in the second anthem is Dr. Hunt's son, Thomas. The choir of Worcester Cathedral sings.
Thank you.
Two anthems by Edward Elgar, conducted by Donald Hunt, leading the choir of Worcester Cathedral, where he served from 1975 to 1996. We just heard Great is the Lord with Dr. Hunt's son Thomas as bass soloist. And earlier they sang Ave Verum. Adrian Partington played the organ. The American folk hymn My Song in the Night is very much a prayer in a Lenten vein, which we'll hear in a wonderfully reflective arrangement by Mack Wilberg, conductor of the Tabernacle Choir at Temple Square. We'll hear a performance by the Susquehanna Chorale from central Pennsylvania, led by their founder and artistic director, Linda Tedford.
Thank you.
My Song in the Night, an American folk hymn here arranged by Mack Wilberg. The Susquehanna Chorale performed under the direction of Linda Tedford. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Prayer doesn't necessarily require words for its full expression. Perhaps one of the most beautiful and profound prayers of the 19th century is one written for organ by French composer César Franck, simply titled Prière. In fact, this was sort of a genre of piece in 19th century France, with a number of notable examples. But this piece by Franck towers above the rest in the gravity and range of expression. In his notes to his recording of the Prière, organist Douglas Reed says that the piece embraces all expressions and facets of prayer in its many forms of communication with God. Quiet yearning, joy, despair, call and response, all intense outpourings of human emotion. Douglas Reed performs on the C.B. Fisk organ at First Presbyterian Church in Evansville, Indiana, an instrument well suited to this music. César Franck's Prière on With Heart and Voice. Douglas Reed performed Prière by César Franck on the Fisk organ at First Presbyterian Church in Evansville, Indiana. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today, as we've listened to music focusing on prayer as we continue to move through the season of Lent. I hope today's music has been inspiring and meaningful to you. Some of the recordings come from the Richard Gladwell Collection, and this program is available on the web at withheartandvoice.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.